Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited about today's program and everything we're about to share with you today. But we want to talk about what's happening in our country. You know, President Trump is doing a phenomenal job, and we want to do our part in helping you to be connected to some of the things that are happening. You know, reports are that the stock market again has reached all-time new high. But what you may not be aware of is that this has happened 61 times in the last 9 months. Jobs are continuing to grow. Unemployment is at its lowest level in 17 years. And you're going to be hearing right from the White House how broadband company, top 100 company, is coming back to America. What does that mean? That means $20 billion is coming back to the United States. In fact, the CEO said, America once again is the best place to lead a company with a global footprint. Listen, we want you to be excited because things are happening in this nation. There's a shift that's occurring. And we've been talking about how the Lord prophetically spoke about 2017, that this would be the year of breakthrough. You got to continue to stay tuned to a lot of these programs this week because we're going to be sharing some of the things that are taking place that you're going to be so encouraged. But right now, let's go to the White House as we hear what President Trump has to say regarding the economy and all the jobs that are coming back to this great country. Watch this.
It's a big day. We have Federal Reserve coming up in a little while, as you know. We just had a big meeting on DACA with some of the senators, and we have great things to say about that. You'll be hearing about that very soon. The big thing, of course, is tax cuts and jobs. And that's happening very rapidly, and it's been met with really a great response. But I want to thank everybody for this great day, and it's a great day for the American worker in particular. Over the past 10 months, we've witnessed something remarkable happening to our country. Have you all noticed? A lot of change, a lot of difference. Right, Kevin, would you say?
Thank you.
We're just hitting another record right now in the stock market. We've hit, I guess, close to 60 records on the stock market since November the 8th, that very big day. The stock market is at an all-time high. Unemployment is at its lowest level in almost 17 years. We now have had two straight quarters of 3% or more economic growth. For those of you that don't understand that, this is a tremendous increase over where it was, and we're going higher. Jobs have been offshored to so many countries that we're now coming back, and now those jobs and those companies are coming back to our great American home. I want to thank the Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, for joining us this afternoon. He has been so terrific in so many ways, and I will tell you, he's working very hard on tax cuts. In fact, so hard that I'm surprised to see you here. This must be truly a great company, which it is. You'll be hearing in 2 seconds for you to be here, because you've been pretty busy today.
I just left the press conference.
You did, and that was a good press conference, too. We're thrilled to welcome Broadcom Limited and its CEO, Hock Tan, to the White House to announce that Broadcom Limited is moving its headquarters from Singapore back to the United States. So I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's really something great. I appreciate it. Broadcom Limited is a Fortune 100 company, one of the really great, great companies. They manufacture technology and parts. They employ over 7,500 American workers in many states across our country. We're looking forward to seeing that number grow very substantially, which it's now anticipated to do. Their move back to the United States and to the United States is something very, very special and very important. And you've been seeing this happen with numerous companies and at a minimum, expansions and sometimes plants. With this commitment, more than $20 billion in annual revenue will come back to our cities, towns, and the American workers. Today, we're joined by some of the incredible men and women from their manufacturing plant in the great state of Pennsylvania. That's a state I like very much, you know. Right? I love Pennsylvania. I went to school in Pennsylvania.
You're skilled at your craft. You take pride in your job. And because of you, our nation's trademark, Made in the USA, is respected all over the world once again. And we're telling people, Made in the USA is a big deal now. We're bringing it back. When I was growing up, when I was a young boy, you'd say, Made in the USA, that meant something. Well, it means something again. My administration is working every day to make the United States the most attractive place in the world to do business, so that more and more companies like Broadcom come back to our shores, grow their businesses, and create more and more American jobs. And you see it happening on a daily basis. That's why I've already slashed more unnecessary job-killing regulations than any president in history. That includes their entire term, and I've only been here for about 10 months. And we're not finished yet. Believe me, we're not even close. And that's why we're working to give the American people a giant tax cut for Christmas. We are giving them a big, beautiful Christmas present in the form of a tremendous tax cut. It will be the biggest cut in the history of our country. It'll also be tax reform, and it'll create jobs. Today, the House Ways and Means Committee unveiled a historic tax reform bill that will create tremendous prosperity for our nation. We will provide a massive tax cut for American families. We will make the tax code simpler and fair. It's called simplification. We will restore our competitive edge by reducing business taxes for the first time in more than 30 years. And we will bring back trillions and trillions of dollars that's now parked overseas so that money can be put to work rebuilding the United States of America, as opposed to rebuilding other parts of the world. Again, I want to thank Broadcom CEO Hock Tan for joining us today. He's a highly, highly respected man, a great, great executive. The job he's done is an incredible job. But what he's doing is committing to massive amounts of American jobs. When Hock told me about this move, he said, Mr. President, we want to be an American company. We're hearing that all of these days. We're hearing it more and more. We're hearing it, frankly, I'm hearing it every single day. People are coming in at levels that you will be seeing over the next short period of time. You're seeing it in so many ways. You're seeing it when you just look at what's happening with the stock market. And you'll look at the enthusiasm indexes, which are the highest they've ever been. The business enthusiasm in this country is at record levels. And we're hearing it from everything from tax reform, which is really spearheading it. And yet I think it's really a feeling for a country that people haven't had in a long time. They see what's going on with regulation. They see the tax move, and that's going to happen. And I really believe we'll have it done before Christmas. I consider that to be one of the great Christmas presents. And not just the reform and not just the tax cuts, but we will be creating jobs like you have rarely seen in this country. So we never get tired of that pledge, because we never tire of returning wealth to our country, jobs to our citizens, and honor to our great American workers. I honor our workers. These are incredible people. They've worked hard. You go back 20 years, and essentially they haven't had that salary increase that they should have had. But now you see it. Wages are starting to rise. So we're very proud of our country. And, Hock, I'd like to have you say a few words. And, again, on behalf of not only the folks from Pennsylvania behind me, but all of the United States, I want to thank you very much for choosing us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Hock.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for having us here. It's truly an honor, a rare honor. And before I launch into something else, let me say, my mother could never have imagined that one day her son will be here in the Oval Office in the White House, standing beside the President of the United States. Thank you.
And my mother, too.
And, you see, back in 1971, I was just an 18-year-old skinny kid growing up in Malaysia, okay? But who had just gotten, who had just received an opportunity to enroll in the best engineering school in America, in fact, in the world, MIT. And my parents could not have afforded to send me to college, much less MIT. So it's rather amazing, it's really amazing to me even today, that this great American educational institution took a chance on me, sight unseen, gave me a scholarship to pursue the American dream. So my appearance here today, in large part, has been inspired by my desire to give back to this country, which I have received so much from. I run Broadcom today, and Broadcom is the embodiment of the legacy of innovation of three great American technology leaders, Bell Labs, Hewlett-Packard, and more recently, Broadcom Corporation. But in eras past, when the conditions in this country made it harder for companies to compete in global markets, the intellectual property of these leading companies globalized and moved offshore. But I am American, as are nearly all my direct managers, my board members, and over 90% of my shareholders. So today, we are announcing that we are making America home again. Thank you, thank you. Our commitment to re-domicile into the United States is a huge reaffirmation to our shareholders, to the 7,500 employees we have across 24 states in America today, that America is once again the best place to lead a business with a global footprint. Thanks to you, Mr. President, business conditions have steadily improved. The proposed tax reform package will level the global playing field and allow us to compete effectively in worldwide markets. Our move to domicile into the U.S. will bring in $20 billion of annual revenues into this country. Okay, from this base here in the United States, each year we will invest over $3 billion a year in research and engineering and another $6 billion a year in manufacturing, creating high-paying tech jobs, similar to the ones held today by my co-workers behind me, who have made the trip down from Pennsylvania to be with us here today. So again, thank you, Mr. President. I look forward to working to achieve the American dream for everyone. Thank you.
This is so encouraging. Listen, companies are coming back home again. And what that means to the America and the American people, in particular with one company, it's $20 billion coming back, you know, in the beginning. And then as you heard him speak, another three and another $6 billion. But it's not just Broadcom, but it's companies like Foxconn from China who make the iPhone. They're going to be setting up in Wisconsin, and they're bringing $1.6 billion, I believe, and opening 4,000 new jobs. And you're going to be hearing more and more and more companies coming back. This is this president who's going to work to get rid of all these regulations. In fact, it's being reported that President Trump has cut more regulations than any president in U.S. history. It means Americans are getting back to work. It means the economy is growing. And it means that we're going to have prosperity again in America. This is so encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.